And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. And good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 for our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. We have amazing guests, interesting stories, community events and all sorts of things going on. And this program, well, what we try and do is give you a little bit of an insight into everyday life. Mind you, we haven't had so much everyday life, have we, over the last, I was just working out, around about 6 months now, which is a bit scary for all of us. And I know if you're out there doing it tough, you're in, sadly, in good company. It is tough times, and we're all looking forward to being able to have some easing of restrictions, I hope, sometime soon. This week is Anti-Poverty Week, and depending on which statistics you might look at, we're told that up to 1 in 8 children are living in poverty in Australia. And that means that we have children who are hungry, who are actually going hungry. We're sending them off to school, we're trying to support them, and yet perhaps they're not even having 3 meals a day, and that's tough. Well, this morning we have the executive officer of HICI, that's Healesville. Well, I'll let Alison tell you what HICI stands for. But before I introduce, I've already given you the clue on her name, but I have to tell you that whenever I catch up with an Alison, it's always kind of strange for me, because my mum told me that if I was going to be a girl, I would have been an Alison. And so, Alison Gomez, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Wonderful to have your company here this morning, Alison. And I know you're a very busy woman and you have lots and lots of things going on at HICI, which we're going to hear about this morning. But before we go there, let's just find out a little bit about you. I'm sure if you were a boy, you weren't going to be a Bruce. But this kind of work, Alison, it's very challenging. How did you come to get into it? And what's your motivation yourself? I mean, it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy, but the rewards do outweigh the other side of the fence. Just I started, grew up in a country town in Campernowne in Victoria.
Oh, that's a great spot down there, Western Victoria.
Yeah. And then I went and did a childcare course at Geelong. And then I've sort of grown and swapped around, travelled around a bit. And then just sort of developed different skills to in a lot of local government work and project work.
Yes.
And then I ended up, the project's finished, and I ended up working in a local nursing home washing dishes in the kitchen.
that would have been tough.
It was. And the manager said, "I don't know why you want to work here, Alice." And I said, I need a job. And she said, "Well, you'd need a good sense of humour, and it's hard work." And I went back later and I said, "You're right."
Well, we're just absolutely delighted to have you as the executive officer here in the hills, in the Yarra Valley community. I know HICI provides services across the valley, particularly Healesville and Yarra Glen. And I'm trying to think how long HICI has actually been going now, Alison.
It started in 1989, and that started out with the 7 local churches in Healesville and Yarra Glen deciding that they could do a lot more for people if they worked together. So it started out with a answering machine, and they used to share it around each other's homes.
Right.
So, and we're looking back, we've actually just been going through old records, and just the small budget that it started with to what we actually have now, it's been a huge growth, and we have about 120 volunteers. So, and it's very unique. There's not many organisations with different views on things, although it's Christian based, can work together to maximise helping people in need in the Healesville, Yarra Glen and surrounding areas.
Mm. So that's over 30 years. That's an amazing journey. I do remember the early times, and it was certainly a much smaller scale. Has that growth, the various programs, before we talk about them later, has that been in response to the various needs of the community? Have the needs of the community determined where HICI has gone over those years, Alison?
Yes, it has. And we try and assess what the needs are, and it's a constant work is sourcing funds all the time. So because things are changing and evolving, different needs and things like access to housing, all those sorts of things. So it's an ongoing change, really, and we're trying to keep abreast with those changes and helping people as best we can.
You're listening to Alison Gomez. She's the Executive Officer of HICI. We haven't talked about the amazing programs of HICI yet, but that's what we're going to do after this next song.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, let me be empty, oil weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this dark.
With Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. My special guest this morning is Alison Gomez from HICI. And Alison, I should just tell you, as I look at you on the screen here via Zoom, as we do these days, Yesterday I got to go on a national panel for pro bono, and we were talking about the federal budget, Budget 2020, and basically the, what should we say, the impact for the community sector, for not-for-profit organisations, and what was going to be the help for people who were on the margins and people who were doing it tough. And sadly, the overarching feeling, as I talked to, wait for it, 640 people via Zoom at one time, that was pretty amazing experience. Feeling from the panel and from people who were asking questions was very much that people who were on the margins, sadly, there wasn't so much in the budget for them. You know, that they're still going to be on the margins, and the tax cuts, for example, don't really help someone who is on Newstart or who is unemployed, who is earning less than $37,000, for example, whereas those who are higher earners get the largest tax cuts. It doesn't quite seem right, Alison, somehow. But we don't want to get into a political debate this morning, I know, but, you know, there are a lot of people on the margins, aren't there?
Absolutely. And I think that for many, having the increase in the with the job seeker and job keeper, that's benefited many of those, particularly those that were on Newstart. So for us, we haven't seen many of those clients coming in because they've been, you know, living off Newstart is such a small amount.
Yes.
So they've been in a better position.
Yes.
But now it's about to reduce.
That's right. It's going to be with JobKeeper reduction. That is, and I know there's a very strong campaign from the likes of ACOS, Australian Council of Social Services, to increase that base rate of, well, approximately $40. For those of you who know nothing about JobSeeker, that's about the base rate of the old Newstart program, about $40 a day, including your rent and everything else. Do you think you can live on that? Well, I know I'd be doing it pretty tough on $40 a day. I love the Hickey theme, which is we're here to help, caring that empowers. And just looking through your annual report, Alison, that the kind of numbers, just give us a taste of the sorts of numbers of people that you have been able to assist in the last year, if you don't mind.
Sure. So with our emergency relief program, we had the number of clients we had was 746. And we provided 3,673 individual sessions. So that's like a morning and afternoon.
Yes.
Food parcels, we distributed 2,092.
Wow.
Coles vouchers, 1,363, as well as other, you know, bills to chemists and things. A transport program for the year, we calculated, tallied up 78,556 kilometres.
And that's all volunteer drivers, isn't it, Alison?
All volunteers. And the number of transports was 1,979. So that's huge, yeah. So that's a lot of kilometres.
That is a lot of kilometres. And look, a big shout-out to the Hickey team, to Cherie and Evelyn and Margaret and Anne and the 120 volunteers. If you're listening this morning, good on you. Keep up the great work. We really value having you here in the Yarra Valley community because you are just an amazing organisation. If you want to contact Hickey, there's lots of ways you can do it. You can go onto their website, www.hickey.org.au, and you'll see some of the details of the programs that we're going to talk about in a moment on there. You can give them a call on 5911 6000, or you can send them an email, hickey@hickey.org.au. Or you can even walk in, can't we, Alison, at 231 Maroondah Highway, right next to Memo Hall there in the centre of Healesville. Lots of ways you can be in contact. And in these COVID times, Alison, I guess people can just make a call. They don't need to walk down the street. Is that right?
Yeah. No, we're encouraging people to ring up just for their safety as well as the staff here. So, and our hours are 9 till 12 and then 1 till 3:30. So just to keep that in mind, but you can always leave a message. So we're encouraging people that haven't needed assistance before, and I'm sure there are many people out there. The Commonwealth Government have given us additional funding to help people that are doing it tough. So it's a big shout out to, if you're doing it tough, please give us a call. We're happy to chat with you over the phone, and just keen to reduce the stigma of people feeling it's difficult for them to actually ask for help, but that's what we're here for. And just thinking, if you've been seen to come into Hickey, you could be coming in for bringing us some lemons, some tomatoes, dropping something off, seeking information. No one knows, and it's entirely confidential, so no one knows. So it's trying to encourage people to come in, because we're here to help. And it might have found through this COVID just that how many isolated people, particularly the elderly, living in their own homes in Healesville and Yarra Glen. So they just love a chat, and we've actually been able to establish a communication system where one of our volunteers rings them every Monday.
Great.
And she's built a really good rapport. She has a nursing background as well as lots of other experience and a good sense of humour. So that's been really valuable, and we hope to continue that on with the bushfire season.
Fantastic. So if you are listening this morning and you've never thought about Hickey, And perhaps your circumstances have changed. Perhaps there is a neighbour or a friend or a member of your family who you know is doing it tough. Give them Hickey's number, 59116000, and encourage them to call. There's no point in sitting there home on your own wishing that you had support when there is actually support there for you in our very own community. Alison, we're going to come back and hear specifically about some of the programs. We have another song. It's This Is Me by Kiala Settle.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say. No one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send the blood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me. This is brave, this is bruised, this this is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
And this morning on Community Conversations, we're hearing all about Hickey. And there's no one better placed to talk about their food parcels and their vouchers and their emergency relief program than the amazing Cherie. And we've just managed to twist Cherie's arm to come on radio via Zoom. Cherie, thank you for letting us squeeze you in here. You've given out a lot of food parcels, I reckon, in the time you've been at Hickey. Tell us, how does that work? How do people go about getting support through Hickey?
Okay, yes, probably been thousands when I think about over all those years.
A lot of meals.
Yeah, once people make contact with us and, you know, we find out how we can best help them, you know, they tell us what they need and we'll do a quick assessment of their needs and then we'll put together what they require. And, you know, they can either call us on the phone, walk in, or even email us, any of those things.
Fantastic. And sometimes you do vouchers as well, don't you, if that's appropriate. How does that work, Cherie?
Same sort of way, you know, once we've done an assessment, if people need things that we haven't got here in store, we can give them a voucher to, we do use Coles because that's our big local supermarket.
Sure.
I hope that's all right for me to mention that. And they can go over there and get what they need.
No, that's absolutely terrific. And I know there is, you also do a limited amount of emergency relief around bills and things. I know you don't have a bottomless supply of resources there.
I wish.
You are able to do some. And of course, I should do a big shout out and say that you can donate to Hickey. They're a not-for-profit organisation and always looking for support. They do, as Alison said before, get some government funding, but it's never enough. And so if you would like to support the work of Hickey, just go onto their website, hickey.org.au, and it's very easy for you to donate there.
Yeah.
Cherie, is there a cost for the food parcels and the vouchers and so on?
No, everything is free. There's no money required, no.
Okay, and is it something that I can access more than once? Or is it a one-off thing?
No. We don't have a times policy here at Hickey. We believe that everybody's circumstances are unique and, you know, we just assess everybody on the individual needs. Yeah. So, you know, we do have restrictions on vouchers, but we don't restrict food parcels.
That's fantastic. And Alison alluded to the donations that many businesses do donate different products that you're able to distribute as well, which is wonderful, and yeah. I'm sure again never enough or something like that.
The need far outweighs our government funding, but we are truly blessed by what we receive from the community that really makes it possible for us to offer a great service.
Fantastic. We were talking, Cherie, about sometimes people's hesitance to come forward or put their hand up and say they need help or that I've lost my job, things are tough, my circumstances have changed, I've been in a relationship that's sadly split up or whatever, that people's circumstances people shouldn't feel backward in putting their hand up, do you think?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, look, we all like to think we can manage for ourselves and, yeah, it's a bit confronting when we come to the realisation that we can't and that we have to reach out for help. But, you know, we understand that. I've sat on the other side of the desk many years ago, so I fully understand what that's like. And most people, once they come in and have that initial chat, they realise it's not quite so daunting.
Fantastic. And you've already mentioned it's totally confidential, and there's no cost. And right here in the centre of Healesville, Cherie, yeah. Thank you so much for letting us drag you into Zoom here this morning. It's been
my pleasure.
It's been wonderful hearing about that important program that you do. Keep up the great work, and please pass on our thanks to all the volunteers that support that program. We're going to go for a song now, Cherie. So we'll say bye to you, and we're going to drag another one of your colleagues, I think, in after the song.
Okay. When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone. And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
And this morning we're finding out all about the amazing programs of HICI. We've just heard Cherie talking about their food parcels and vouchers and emergency relief. And we're just going to grab Margaret. Margaret is the Community Transport Coordinator at HICI. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Wonderful to see you on Zoom, at least. And we want to know all about community transport. What does that look like at HICI, and how can people take advantage of that? So we've got pre-COVID and we've got COVID. So why don't we just quickly talk about pre-COVID, non-COVID, because we hope we're going to get back there sometime. What does community transport look like when we don't have COVID?
Pre-COVID was very social. It was a social support network, basically, to take people. We've got a community bus, which we used to take down to Eastland and Churnside and Lilydale, and they go on mystery trips every month. It was just a really popular thing to do.
And a great social event.
Well, the idea is if you're interacting socially, you feel well mentally, and it's great health benefit. So pre-COVID, that was how we got the community all, happy and looking after their social side of things. It's been a lot different, of course, now in the last few months.
Yeah, so tell us what does community transport support look like now, Margaret?
Community transport support at the moment is basically a driver and one passenger. Also, we've got two community cars that we own ourselves, a Corolla and a Mazda, and we take them just emergency trips, but essential services, medical appointments, dental, anything to do with allied health. So we take them one-on-one to those. We drop them off where they need to go and wait in the driver waits in the car and brings them home.
Wow.
Pretty much a touchless service. They have to do the car, clean the car out after each person, and mask wearing, the usual, COVID regulations.
Wow. And all volunteers, Margaret?
All volunteers. But I'd just like to say that if anyone is a bit shy of coming in, they still have appointments. We are still running. I think that's the most message we need to get through, is we still are offering the service.
Wonderful.
Albeit pared down.
Yes, and so that could be a medical appointment to Maroondah Hospital, to a private doctor,
anywhere in Melbourne. We go right across to the Royal Melbourne Hospital, Peter Mac, everywhere in Melbourne.
Wow! And what does that cost me, Margaret?
It is absolutely just a volunteer service, so it's donation only. If anyone can't afford the money on the day, that's fine as well.
Wow!
So just donation.
That is fantastic. So
we hope that we get some government funding after all that work, but the donation seems to work well.
Yes. So if you're listening this morning, and perhaps you know someone who has transport challenges, who needs support, who is needing to get to medical appointments or other essential services and support at the moment, we do have HICI. You can ring them on 5911 6000 and take advantage of the amazing community transport service and support that Margaret is just talking to us about. Margaret, what are the challenges? What are your day-to-day challenges as the coordinator of this program? What are the tough bits?
Well, not too tough. We have to ensure that, of course, that the clients have registered through My Aged Care.
Yes.
I think that's important to mention, that they go through My Aged Care for all of our services now. We do. That's for over 65s, of course. Under 65s can still be taken, but a lot of them are under the NDIS system.
Yes.
And we'll take people with that. So also another thing, one of the challenges, I suppose, is to get volunteers.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are wanting to just stay home, which is understandable. They're in the danger age bracket, 70 and over. So
yes,
it's very difficult, of course, to maintain volunteers. But if anyone feels like volunteering, we're certainly still taking an interest in talking to prospective volunteers.
That's terrific. And Margaret, I can ask Alison this if you prefer, but there are opportunities. There are all sorts of opportunities to be a volunteer at HICI, aren't there?
Absolutely, yes. There's many, many, many opportunities. There's the front of house, which we still do we?
Reception.
Yeah, reception.
Yes.
A reception and, of course, and the driving. So we've had to suspend our community meal, but you still do volunteers for delivery of, delivery of meals, driving around and dropping it off at people's homes.
Terrific, terrific. We'll let you go and get back to coordinating that community transport, Margaret. Well done. Well done to you and to all the volunteers at HICI that are involved in that program, and commend you for the work you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
We're going to hear Van Morrison, Moon Dance, because Margaret wanted us to play it. There you go.
Thank you.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night magic seem to whisper and hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
La la la.
night. Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
And this morning we've been hearing all about the amazing work of Hickey here in our own Yarra Valley community. My special guest as the executive officer is Alison Gomez, but we've also heard from Cherie and Margaret. Wonderful. And Alison, well, the time is flying. We need to talk about the amazing community meal program. How's that working at the moment? I know you used to have weekly community meals, but not quite so easy in COVID. So how are you managing that?
So we used to have it every Tuesday night. We'd have seven teams of volunteers that would cook a delicious two-course dinner. But as COVID impacted, we couldn't do that as we have in the past. So we started doing some takeaway meals for collection, and then it became too difficult with social distancing, etc.
Yes.
So we kicked off with Healesville Rotary Club approaching us how they could help us. So they sponsored a local catering firm to provide meals for 9 weeks.
Wow.
That was huge, yeah. So the meals were delivered to us, and then our volunteers, a team of volunteers that wanted to continue to help Hickey but didn't want to have close contact with people. So this was an opportunity for them to continue to volunteer. So this...
Wow, because we're talking about like 60 people roughly, round figures each week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So some of the people there, for them to go to the dinner, it's more about the social contact, so that wasn't about the meal. But we have identified, particularly through our social transport program, people that are elderly and they're living on their own. So they don't have access to Zoom or, you know, it's just a phone call. So they're isolated from their family and very lonely and frightened, really.
Wow.
So we've been able to add those to our list. And so they get a volunteer that drops off their meal each week, and we also have a volunteer that rings them every Monday for a chat, and they all get a lot out of it. So and have built a relationship, and so then, you know, it's a new network, and it's just touching base, checking in and saying, are you okay? So with that, we hope to continue that with the bushfire season approaching.
Yes, and I know you've mentioned Rotary, but there are I'm aware that there are other businesses like My Little Kitchen and RACV that are providing free meals through that program as well.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky where we live. We've had so much support from local businesses and too many to name. But just a special case was that My Little Kitchen offered to have a pay it forward program for meals. So people from the local community have actually paid money towards these meals, and on two occasions through that program we've had like 120 meals.
Wow.
So that's the community paying that forward. So I think that's...
Makes me very proud to be a part of the Yarra Valley community, Alison.
Yeah, and it's quite overwhelming that people have been so generous with that, so and happy to help where they can. So,
wonderful. And, of course, people who are listening today who perhaps don't need the services or support that Hickey can provide, you can be involved as a volunteer. You've heard that already. You can make a donation. Go on to the Hickey website, which is just Hickey, HICCI.org.au. Make a donation, support the amazing work that mostly volunteers are doing in our own community here. If you know someone, if you yourself are having a tough time at the moment or your circumstances have changed and you just need a little bit of a help along, give them a call on 5911 6000 or send them an email if you prefer, hickey@hickey.org.au. It's very easy. As Alison said at the beginning, there's lots of reasons why people walk through the door of Hickey, from donators to food suppliers to helpers to volunteers to people who just need a bit of a help up. Isn't that right, Alison?
That's right, yeah. And it is that about care and support and empower, so it is a help up. Yeah, we're here to help. So, the other is we're not sure what's going on with Christmas this year. In the past, we've had a Christmas toy shop and hampers, but with the evolving changes with COVID, we're just not sure how that's going to look this year. So that will be decided soon. So it may be having vouchers instead of a Christmas toy shop or something.
We'll promote that perhaps a little
Christmas,
bit closer to the time.
But it will be different.
Alison, we're rapidly running out of time, but I want you to just quickly mention that you do also work with other organisations, don't you? Just give us a taste of that.
So we're really basically a hub. At the moment, we can't have the other services. We used to have financial counselling, drug and alcohol, various agencies that actually came here. So for clients, we do have access to a contact at Centrelink who can help with people that are at risk of homelessness. But also there's other agencies like Anchor, which provide emergency housing, Yarra Rangers Council we work very closely with, and just lots of different agencies. If we can't help here, we've got lots of referral pathways that we can forward, pass on to people so they can get the help they need.
That's fantastic. And Alison, on that note, we are out of time. I'm going to give your phone number one more time, which is 5911 6000. Get in touch with Hickey if you or someone that you know or love needs a little bit of a help up at the moment. Give them a call. Alison, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you for the opportunity. And please, I encourage people, just give us a call and if we can't help, we'll put you in the right direction too. So please encourage you and anyone that's doing it tough, we're here for you. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk again same time next week.